So our sermon, again, this week is on the letter, 1 John, different chapter. And the title of my sermon is, Dear Friends, Now We Are Children of God. So let's talk about credit cards, second jobs, and Jesus. Wait a minute. Let's talk about Jesus, credit cards, and second jobs. And also the love and fellowship that we see in our gospel reading of 1 John. The lectionary spends about 5 weeks this year in 1 John because it's all about love. Remember I said last Sunday, 35 times love is mentioned in only 5 chapters? Okay. And it's asking us if the love of God is flowing from us and to the other people in our world. And that's an interesting image. Is the love of God flowing from you into the other people that you meet in this world? And 1 John challenges us to proclaim the good news of Jesus by living in love with each other, by being honest about confessing our sins. It's not a problem if you sin. It's only a problem if you ignore the fact that you're sinning. And by asking us to live righteous lives as children of God. So, dear God, please come into my mind and heart this morning, and let the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, lift up these your children in this beloved sanctuary and virtual community. In Jesus' name, amen. First, let's go backwards a week. Last week in the first reading, the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, verses 32 to 34, it said this, all of the believers were of one heart and mind. They shared everything they had. God's grace was so powerfully at work in them that there were no needy persons among them. And then if we go back even further to last year, we read this, Matthew 19, verse 21. Jesus answered, and he's answering the young rich man, if you want to be perfect, go and sell all your possessions, give to the poor, you will have treasure in heaven, then follow me. So do you see what's happening here? Sell all your possessions, share everything you have, lift up each other. And then, dear friends, you are children of God. And I found Professor Sherry Brown, who says this way better than I do, her words. The collective summons of 1 John punctuates the gospel's teaching on loving one another as the ethic that naturally flows from living as authentic children of God and sets parameters for establishing relationships with other people who are likewise struggling to live in this world. And so, the ongoing challenge of living in communities is because we are children of God, and how do we give this to others? And I think the answer to that question comes about by talking about credit cards, second jobs, and Jesus. This past week, the Holy Spirit directed me to this story. 6 years ago, a man by the name of Dan Price, he was the CEO of a credit card processing company called Gravity Payments. And he had a revelation while talking to one of his employees, a woman who had to work a second job just to make ends meet. She said to Dan that the salary she was working, making at Gravity Payments, was not enough. She had a son that she was raising and rent payments, and making $35,000 a year living in Seattle was not enough to pay the bills. And so she said, you know, Dan, it would be wonderful if somehow I could make $70,000 a year. And this would help me pay my rent, pay my bills, raise my son, and put some money in the bank. Now, after that conversation, the Holy Spirit started working in Dan Price, the CEO. And he realized that his personal success was not being shared by his employees. He realized that in Seattle, if you're making $35,000 a year, you are struggling and probably having to work a second job. And so then Dan wondered how he could help people who are struggling in this often difficult world. He wondered about what 1 John is talking to us about, living in fellowship, living in community, sharing what we have. And Dan said this, "What was inspirational to me was seeing these amazing folks who were working for my company, making $35,000 a year, and doing things at a higher level than I could. And I didn't hear them complaining. That said a lot to me." You see, in America, the top 1% of the Americans have more money than the bottom 50%. Think about that. This is not the kind of world Jesus would want people living in, where the top 1% of Americans have more money than the bottom 50%. And so let's continue talking about credit cards, second jobs, and Jesus. Because as it turns out, Dan Price is a Christian. And Dan Price had a revelation that he could do something about this inequity. And so he started to practice the radical love that Jesus calls us to as children of God. And Dan did this in a most astonishing way. He cut his salary from over $1 million a year down to $70,000 a year. He got a second mortgage on his house, and he used that money to phase in paying all of his 130 employees a minimum $70,000 a year salary. This is exactly what the Acts of the Apostles were talking about when they said all were living together and sharing what they had, and no one was needy. And now, 6 years later, much to the great chagrin and amazement of a lot of skeptical people. Because you could go on the TV and you would have experts in finances saying that Don was crazy, that he was a kook, that he was a nut job, that he was going to ruin his company, that he was bankrupting his employees. But it's been 6 years. And in the last 6 years, Gravity Payments revenue has tripled from over $3 billion a year to over $10 billion a year. The number of customers they've had has doubled. 70% of their employees have been able to pay down debt. The number of homes bought and the number of babies born increased by 10%. Because people were feeling comfortable about bringing kids into the world because they weren't struggling financially. Employee turnover has been cut in half, and now the highest paid employee at Gravity Payments only makes 4 times more than the lowest paid employee. And 6 years ago, before this happened, this is down from 33%, 33 times more. So what Dan Price realized is that the gospel of Jesus is calling us to literally share and help other people in this world. There's an institute called the Economic Policy Institute, and since 1978, the average CEO compensation went up 1,000%. But the average worker compensation went up 12%. Once again, this is not the world Jesus or his disciples are calling us to live in. And Dan Price's employees were so grateful that they ended up later buying him a Tesla because he was driving a very old Audi, and they just thought, geez, Dan, we're going to get you a Tesla. Dan Price finally said, the big goal for my life is to become part of an economy that's all about purpose and service. Purpose and service. And what better way to encapsulate our lives as Christians, our lives as children of God, as living into purpose and service. In Victorian England, there was a preacher, Baptist preacher, called Charles Spurgeon. Charles Spurgeon was called the Prince of Preachers. He was a large man with a big voice. And here's what he said about 1 John chapter 3, the chapter that we just read. If it were well if we always remembered that practical godliness is the soul of godliness. Godliness is not talking religion, but walking religion. Godliness is not having a religious tongue, but having a religious heart. And so Royal Oak, beloved worshiping community here in our sanctuary and virtually online, 1 John is a love letter about living in community, in love with Christ. It is rooted in this world, and it's directing us to radically change some of the aspects of the way we live in this world. Our God, Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer, is asking us, how can we use a story like this to inspire new ideas and actions in our lives? I mean, okay, we're not CEOs of billion-dollar corporations, but in our own way, given the gifts God has given each of us, we can make some changes and differences. We can do something that people may say is crazy. I chose not to read the statements that people made about Dan Price when he said he was going to do this, but they were pretty attacking him. So how do we find new ways to live into our Easter redemption and forgiveness? How do we find new ways to express our understanding that we are now children of God? So yeah, let's talk about credit cards, second jobs, Jesus. And let's ask how our lives and actions can be mold-breaking and breathtaking, soul-shaking and love-making, life-shaping and world-changing. Or to go back to the words of Dan Price, how do we live lives of purpose and service? And this starts by remembering that now we are children of God. And as children of God, we pray and ask God for guidance. And we pray all this and give thanks and praise that we are part of this community, a community of children of God, virtually and in our sanctuary. Amen. You know, Jesus did the crazy thing.